Joining us now to talk about the match and his club, manager of your Vancouver Whitecaps, Vanni Zartini, here on the Halford and Brough Show on Sportsnet 650. Good morning, Vanni. How are you?
I'm very good, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And thanks for taking the time to do this. I imagine there must be a lot of excitement and enthusiasm both with yourself and this team heading into this game tonight, because you guys have a real opportunity to do this at home and to control your own destiny to a certain degree because Minnesota is so close to you guys in the standings.
Yes, you said it before. It's a massive one today. It's, I would say, it's not a final because it's we have still two games after tonight, but it's a very important one, and it would be fantastic to get a result because it would put us in a spot where we definitely will be able to control our destiny 100%.
Now, lots have been made about the way that you've come in and approached this job as interim manager. And you've done it with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of excitement and a lot of energy. And it really seems to have resonated with the group. When you took the job over from Mark DeSantos, did you consciously think, I need to raise the excitement and energy level of this team? Or is that something that just happened naturally because of your personality?
I would say something naturally because of my personality. And it's who I am. And, you know, when you get in a job like this and you kind of, you're thrown, I would say, in the middle of everything, I think the easiest way is to be yourself. And the way that I am myself, it's really, I'm like this. I'm very upbeat, very excited. And I try to give energy to the people and get energy from the people. So, and luckily, it went quite well so far.
Now, I was doing some research on another key to your coaching tenure and getting the results that you have. You've really put a lot of trust in the entirety of this group. So you've had 11 games coached. You've had 11 different lineups. 24 players total have been used and 22 different starters. What was it about this group that you saw that you thought, I can lean on literally every single guy that I have and not just get results, but get a lot of good results and climb back into playoff contention?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. The first reason is that we have a, I would say, a quality group in the sense that there's not 11 or 12 or 13 good players, but there's much more. And so there's no problem to make rotation and to try to find the day each week or each game, the lineup with, let's say, the best fit player for that game. Mm-hmm. The second thing is more kind of a philosophy thing that I have as a coach, that I really believe in turnover and in changing the lineup. I really believe in consistency about the tactics, but I believe on using as many players as I can because I want everyone to be involved and I want everyone to give this contribution to the team because I think it's the only way to really keep the level of energy of practice at the top because everyone sees that there's a chance next Sunday to play.
We're speaking to Whitecaps manager Vanni Zartini here on the Halford and Brough Show on Sportsnet 650. The Whitecaps, of course, in action tonight, 7 o'clock BC Place against Minnesota. A huge match with playoff implications. Vanni, I want to ask you about one player in particular, and that's Brian White, who has been, I will say, a revelation since coming over from New York. When you guys acquired him, did you think that he would be able to score at the rate that he has?
If I have to be honest, no, because you know, for, the way that the league has been, I would say, organized in the last couple of years with COVID, so it became much more regionalized than before. You treat the Eastern teams like almost like a different league because you face them only if you go very, very hard in the playoffs. So I have to be completely honest. I didn't know him very well, and I think it has been a fantastic move by our scouting team and the sporting director to decide to acquire him. Then I took over the team and I started working with him from day one, and I saw immediately that I think it's the perfect, I wouldn't say spot for the team. It's a team player. It's mm-hmm. a team striker. It's someone who does everything for the team. And so if he helps the team helps him to flourish. So it's not the a guy who stays in the box and trying to score goals. But the reason why he's been always ready to capitalize his chances is because during the game he works a lot for the team, and so he's always ready to be in the right spot at the right moment.
Ryan Gold really burst onto the scene when his signing was finally made complete and, you know, really drew the attention of fans with the exploits early, and especially when it came to scoring goals. That's kind of dried up a bit, but he's still been very effective and a very dynamic playmaker. I wanted to get your thoughts on the overall package, what you've seen from Ryan Gold, how you would rate his play thus far as a member of the Vancouver Whitecaps.
I'm very good. I would say, you know, you say to dry it up a little. I would disagree in the sense that maybe the stats are not impressive like the first 3-4 games when he was scoring every game. But it's impossible to think that the player can score every game. But every game is very important for the team, and his quality to play in between the lines. And I would say his dedication to the team too is really good. And you know, Ryan is a European League player.
Right.
So that's pure and simple. So it's a quality player, and we're very happy to have him.
As a card-carrying member of the goalie union, I got to finish this with a question about Max Crépeau. It's not even really a question, it's just praise. I think he's been terrific this year on both platforms, with the Canadian men's national team, obviously, and then with you guys. There must be a real comfort level and sense of security as the manager to know that you've got a keeper of quality in net night after night, very consistent, such a good shot stopper, great hands. I mean, I guess I'm just saying Max is really good and then hoping that you'll disagree with me.
No, I totally agree. And I'm also a card carrying member of the goalie union too.
Good.
Because I was a goalie too when I played. So, and, you know, Max is one of the best goalkeepers in the league. It's very good. I think, and again, I want to praise the team again, because I think that his season is really good, because behind him he has Thomas Salle, a young guy that we like him a lot. And, you know, it's the competition that even you have in training and you can't relax. And Thomas, when he had to play because Max was with the national team, he did very well. And so Max knows that he can't relax, and he has to do the best every time to keep his spot and to be an important member of the team. So again, there's no possibility to flourish in like an individual if you're not integral member of the team, because the team helps you to flourish. So that's I think it's another story that I like, because it also highlights the togetherness of the team.
The Whitecaps are in action tonight, as I've mentioned several times. I'll rehash it again. A huge match with major playoff implications tonight, 7 o'clock, BC Place, the visiting Minnesota FC in town. Vanny, thanks a lot for doing this today. I really appreciate you taking the time. Best of luck tonight. Hopefully you can secure all 3 points, and hopefully we can do this again and do a playoff preview next time we talk.
Yeah, fantastic. Hopefully, yes. And no, thank you. And, you know, for the guys that are listening and you think about coming tonight, let's come to the stadium, guys, because we need the fans. We need all the help in the playoff push. And we hope that we're going to sing Stand By Me again with you at the end of the game.
Sounds good. Thanks, Manny. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Bye-bye.